إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in a hadith mentioned in Bukhari narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr رضي الله عنه, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said, the meaning of which is, somebody came and asked him, what are the qualities of a Muslim, what are the qualities of Islam? And Rasulullah said, to feed the poor and to greet those you know and those you do not know. The qualities of a Muslim, the qualities of Islam. And they asked him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, to feed the poor and to greet those you know and those you do not know. This shows the importance of akhlaq. And it shows the importance of concern for people. Rasulullah is talking about three things which are not related to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huququllah. All three are related to huququl ibad. Feeding the poor people, greeting you know, people you know, say salaam alaikum, and greeting those you don't know. Now, greeting those you don't know includes people who are not Muslim. And if you see, even though people get rigid about things, for example, if somebody says, if a non-Muslim says to you, Salaam Alaikum, now people will tell you, you should reply, Wa Alaikum. What is the meaning of Wa Alaikum? And to you also. And to you also what? Whatever he said, which is salam. Because we don't understand Arabic, we think you are saying something wrong. What is wrong? So even to a non-Muslim, what the reply of the salam is also salam. You are not saying wa alaykum la'anatullah, you are not saying that. No, you are saying wa alaykum. Wa alaikum what? He said first, somebody came and asked me once in Australia at some conference. Somebody asked a question, if a non-Muslim greets me, how should I greet him back? I said, why did you put yourself in this situation in the first place? He said, what do you mean? I said, if you had greeted him first, you would not have had this question. So I said, you should have told him whatever you wanted to say, hi, bye, or you know, good morning or something. If you had greeted him first, you would have shown your good manners and you would have saved yourself from this needless masala for which you have to ask somebody for an answer. So if you have good manners, then you save yourself. And even if somebody, if a non-Muslim says, Salaamu Alaikum, and even if you want to say, Wa Alaikum, please understand that Wa Alaikum also is salam, because you are saying, Wa Alaikum, what? What Wa Alaikum? You are replying to him, whatever you told me, back to you. He told you salam, so back to him salam. So the whole issue of Islam is spreading of goodness around us to whoever is around us. It's not only spreading of goodness to Muslims. In this hadith, the first thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said is feed the poor. He did not say feed poor Muslims. He said feed the poor. The quality of the believer is to feed the poor. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, one day he worked and he brought some barley home as wages for the day. And his wife Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha, she ground the barley and she made it into a porridge kind of thing which they used to eat. So she made this into this porridge and made three parts of it, so they eat for the whole day. And as they were sitting down to eat, somebody came, a sahil came and asked for food. So Sayyidina Ali took what they were going to eat and he gave it away to the man. It was a poor man, miskin, he came, he asked for food, he gave it away. Then they sat down with the second portion. And another man came And he said, I am a yatim. I am hungry. Please give me something to eat. So they gave that away. The second part. And as they sat to eat a third part, the last of it, a man came and he called out. And he said, I am a prisoner. And I am hungry. Please give me something to eat. So they gave away that also. And they went to bed hungry. And that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat of Surah Al-Insan.
وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and these are the people who, when they have food, which they need and they like, but instead they give it as charity to the yatim, to the orphan, to the miskin, to the poor, and to the prisoner. Now think about this. In the Madina of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is going to be a prisoner? A Muslim or a non-Muslim? More than likely, the prisoner is a prisoner of war who is a non-Muslim. It would not be a Muslim. And the prisoner, why is he wandering around free? Because they had no jails and all that. It was, the prisoner was known. There was nowhere to go. Where would he go away from there? And he lived in the same place. They didn't have jails. So prisoners were confined in the masjid or confined around the town. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran about this. That these are the people who do this. And this ayat came after this incident. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and said to them, Allah has revealed this ayah. He asked him, what did you do? And they told him, Ya Rasulullah, this is what happened. He said, Allah has revealed this ayah in praise of what you did. Ajib. Just feeding the poor. Just feeding the poor. Now, the difference, of course, between the Sahaba feeding the poor and we feeding the poor is, the Sahaba used to give them whatever they had to eat and they went hungry as a result of that. The Sahaba at that time of the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life, they were not wealthy. They were they themselves were poor, except for one or two people who had wealth. Otherwise, these, especially the Muhajirun, they were people who were themselves poor. But they used to give charity. Alhamdulillah, Allah has not put us in that position. We don't have to give up our food for somebody to eat. So all the more reason for us to focus on feeding the poor. And so also with greeting with salam. When I used to live in the West Indies, many lovely things about the West Indian people and the Guyanese people. But one thing which I remember still today, is the normal way of somebody walking on the streets. Anyone, as they walk on the street, they'll say, hi. How are you doing? Hi, how are you doing? The whole time, it was almost like one hand would be in the air though. If you're walking on the street, your right hand is always in the air because you are waving to somebody. And obviously, you don't know people. It's not that all the people on the street, you don't know them. But normal, everybody will greet. If you walk on the street, you will get 50 greetings. Whoever you meet on the street will say, how are you doing, brother? He doesn't know you, but they greet you. And the result of that is that there is this, you walk around in this nice cocoon of happiness. You feel nice, you know, so many people are greeting me and so on and so forth. It feels so nice when people greet you. And same thing happens to other people when we greet them. So greeting each other spreads good feeling everywhere. And you know, it generally brings a smile on somebody's face. And what's wrong with that? So feeding people and greeting those you know and greeting those you don't know. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do what is pleasing to Him and to help us, because whatever we do which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the end benefits us. Nothing benefits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing can harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was Samad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure from all of this. Whatever He ordered for us is for our own benefit. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to follow the beauty of His religion and to benefit from that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika.